Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Time for the 5 second rule. Very simple. We give you a topic and a number of things you have to name in 5 seconds before the sound of the mummy yelling. If you do it, you win a lucky idiot account to freebeerandhotwigs.com. There's some open phone lines if you want to get in line. 1-800-947-3979. By way of example, Hot Wings will show us one. Steve, you got the thing?
I do.
All right. Hot Wings.
Yes.
Name the three things you would do if you were invisible. Begin.
Oh, my gosh. I'd steal money. I'd steal cars. And I'd run naked.
Nope. I mean, yes, I believe you do all those things, but the third one was too late. Mm-hmm. You were too shocked by your fantasy coming right
a little
your
bit.
Eyes.
Yeah. I'm like, don't say locker room. Don't say locker room.
Kelly joins us in Michigan. Hi, Kelly.
Hi. Good morning.
Good morning. Are you ready to play?
I am.
Did you hear that example?
I did, and I'm disappointed in Steve.
Me too.
Yeah. Steve doesn't know what the hell he's doing.
That's Steve.
All right. I'll go first. Steve will give the next one, then Kelly, then Hot Wings. But, Kelly, this is your shot. Your number is three. Name three celebrities you'd have a one-night stand with tonight.
Okay. Lauren Michaels.
Who were you disappointed in?
Phil?
Because that was... said name three celebrities, and you said Bill twice.
Yeah.
I won't.
Yeah.
I joke.
It happens. Thank you, Kelly. All right.
Steve was so much better than you.
Yeah, totally better.
Nick joins us. Hi, Nick.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good. Don't do it that way. But that's how it works sometimes. You hear that go and you're like, ah, dang it. All right, Steve, what do you got for me?
Nick, your number is four and your category is fruits that don't juice well. Go.
Tomatoes, cherries, kiwis, and...
So you started with tomatoes, which I think tomato juice is a pretty big deal.
Yeah, it's pretty easy to juice. They're real squishy.
They start juicy.
Yeah.
Sorry, Nick.
Horrible.
All right.
Cherry.
Mm. Is there cherry juice?
Yeah.
I'm sure. Yeah I'm
absolutely
sure there's
cherry juice. Mm. Yeah. But you used to make Shirley Temples.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
Ryan joins us. Hello, Ryan.
Howdy.
Are you ready?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right, Ryan. I want you to name four things that are really sharp.
Knives, nails, cucumbers, and pineapples.
What happened, Ryan?
My God. What? You're right.
Those first two serves were right over the net.
Yeah.
And then pineapple sharp.
Too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, but pineapple works, right?
They're kind of cucumber. I guess you could shave a cucumber into something sharp.
No one has ever described a cucumber as sharp ever.
No,
they're like notoriously dull.
Ryan, were you? Oh, I was going to ask if he was just looking at things that are in him right
kinda
now.
Kind of seems like it. John of Pennsylvania. Hello, John.
What's going on?
Not much.
Nothing. Just sitting here.
Yeah. John, are you ready to play?
I am.
Okay.
All right, John, your number is three, and your category is presidential candidates that...
No, John, you can't say that.
If your first answer is holy bleep, then we just dump and hang.
Yeah.
A lot of people want us to go back. Was that lady going to say Lorne Michaels is who she'd have a one-night stand
with?
She
did, yeah. She said it. I don't think it was in under the buzzer, but it didn't matter.
Yeah, it took a little while after she said it, like, Bill.
Oh, I thought she said Phil.
Oh, maybe
she was trying to say Bill Hader, I think.
Oh, and then we just went with Lorne Michaels.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's the next obvious place you go if you can't get Billy Hader.
Where I'd go. Okay, this is a terrible failure today.
Matthew joins us. Hello, Matthew.
Hello. What's up, guys?
Not much. People have done very poorly so far. Mm-hmm. You have a category and a number from Maitland. Get ready.
All right, Matthew. Your number is three, and your category is dangerous places you'd like to skinny dip.
Grand Canyon, Niagara Falls.
Good God.
Can't say the S word on the radio.
Still.
Just wanted to restate that clearly. Yeah, maybe.
They haven't passed a law in the last 1 minute saying that.
No, I don't think so. I don't think they have. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Come on, guys. Step it up.
Samantha in Grand Rapids. Hello, Samantha.
Hi.
Are you ready?
Hey.
Maybe.
Your number is three. Name the three worst places to eat soup.
On a plane, in the car, driving, and skydiving.
I think we're going to give you that.
What's wrong with eating soup? What's wrong with eating soup on a plane?
I don't know.
And when you hit turbulence, and it's going to be a real problem. You know?
She's like, I would never do it. It's gross.
You don't want that.
Yeah, I just wouldn't do it. Yeah.
Don't question her too much. She's having an orgasm.
Yeah. Can you imagine, though, you have a whole bowl of soup and you jump out of a plane? Just immediately hot, boiling soup. In my mind, it's staying very hot when you jump out. Right in your face.
I bet one of those Red Bull stunt guys has done it before.
Yeah.
Eating soup while falling.
Tommy, do you need Samantha on hold, or did you already get her email? Oh, okay. Yeah, have me wait. Good idea. Matthew joins us. Hello, Matthew.
Is this one me now this time?
It's you, Matthew.
Yes,
it's you,
buddy.
Oh, yeah. Hey, great. I started talking the last time.
Oh, did you? Oh. You answered for the other Matthew? I can see because there's no way to know.
Yeah.
There's a brief, for those who've never called, when we pick it up, I believe still, there's a brief.
Yeah.
But if you don't know what you're listening.
This is very weird, somebody talking for me.
What if we're still not talking to you and the other person is just saying the exact same things close enough for this to work?
Weird world.
I accidentally took the wrong medications last night, and so I'm kind of tranquilized today, so it should probably be fine.
That's a perfect time to drive and talk on a phone.
Good. I'm going to keep this one easy for you then, Matthew.
I'm driving to the gun range because my meds are off. All right.
Matthew, your number is three, and your category is nouns.
Cat, dog, pigeon.
You did it.
Great job.
You did it.
Boy, you were in trouble there.
Man.
Yeah. That seemed like trouble. Well done.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on.
I think we need to say go. Maybe that'll help.
That could be it. Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, there's a delay, too. So when you start the timer, it's going to give them like
but
a
if we say go,
delay.
Yeah, that might help.
Got it.
Yeah. Justin's in Michigan, Cadillac, Michigan. Hi, Justin.
How's it going?
It's good.
All right, Justin, I want you to name three sandwiches your grandma would order.
A Cuban, a club, and a pit beef.
I forgot I was supposed to say go, but yeah, great job.
It had been 5 seconds.
Kelly finishes. We all stare at her. Justin just starts talking. And then Steve's like, I guess I'll start the timer. That was perfect. Eric in Nashville. Hello, Eric.
Good morning.
Good morning. You ready?
Yes, sir.
All right. Eric, your number is five, and your category is things that are red. Go.
A car, a truck, a tree, and a red light.
Oh!
And that's Clifford.
You just realized that you only did four, didn't you?
And Clifford.
And Clifford.
Thank you, Eric.
Loved his enthusiasm.
Yeah, no, it was good.
And
good.
Clever.
Oh, it was like the guy who thinks he won the marathon and stops running like 4 feet short.
John in Rochester, New York. Hi, John.
Hello.
John, how are you?
Yes.
Is everything good, okay?
Are you in a hostage situation?
Yes.
Technically, yeah, I'm walking into work.
Okay.
All right. Yeah.
See what we could do. Are you ready to try?
Sure.
All right.
All right, John, your number is three and your category is body parts you wish you could detach and reattach at will. Go.
Arm, leg, and head.
That was easy.
Very easy. Yeah.
Oh!
You've thought about this.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well done. Hold on, John. All right, now we're on a roll. This is Pat. Hi, Pat.
How you doing?
Great. You ready?
I am ready.
Name three things that you're not supposed to put in your nose, but you could. Go.
Peanut, Rubik's Cube, and my car keys.
Wow.
Yeah. Very good. Well done. People are killing it now.
Yeah.
Carl. Hello, Carl in Massachusetts.
Hey, how you doing?
Great.
Carl, your number is four, and your category is colors that trees are not. Go.
Black, purple... That's
a lie. Japanese maples are purple. Shut up.
Yeah,
Carl.
So yeah. Purple leaf plums are purple.
Yeah.
They have purple leaves. Yeah.
Yeah.
What a screw job.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry, Carl. Amy in Tennessee. Hello, Amy.
Hey.
How's it going?
Hey.
It's going good. How are you guys?
Very good. Thanks for asking. Good.
All right, Amy, your number is 3 and your category is magazines you shouldn't masturbate to. Go.
Granny's United, Old Men Incorporated, and
Highlights.
Granny's United?
Your coffee table is interesting.
What are you reading there? Oh, just the latest copy of Old Men Incorporated.
Just things I totally don't masturbate to.
All right. Yeah, we'll give you that one.
Why is your Better Home and Garden so sticky? I love plants. Shut up.
Yeah.
Ben joins us. Hi, Ben.
Hi.
You ready to play?
Hello.
Yes. Hey,
hi. Yes.
Yes.
Hello.
Okay. Interesting answer to are you ready to play? Yelling hello at me.
Yeah, I guess.
Joe Biden answering the phone in the White House.
Hello. Ah! Ah!
All right.
All right. Ben, your number is 3, and your category is things you've imagined inside your grandfather. Go.
My grandmother, my grandson, my grand sister.
Grand sister,
a real messed up family. Your
son,
could you explain how you're related to your grand sister? Just walk me through.
I don't really know. Oh, okay. just the thing that came out. Quickly.
Okay, all right. We'll accept that. Hold on.
Yeah, that happens when it goes inside grandpa quickly.
Grand sister,
Melissa, are you are you someone's grand sister? Okay. I mean,
already got her.
Yeah.
I mean, hysterical. Melissa, you ready?
Yes.
Okay.
All right, Melissa, your number is 4 and your category is people who look easy to draw. Go.
I have no idea.
Your call was 86% laughing and I loved it. So, yeah. Give her one, Tommy. 1-800-947-3979. A lot of pushback coming in about one answer that we did not accept.
What's that?
The cucumber and its sharpness.
Oh, yeah. Actually, when they grow, they've got little prickles on them.
Yes.
I have cucumbers in my garden right now.
Because after people started pointing out, I'm like, oh, yeah, when you pick those like out of the garden, they're sharp.
Yeah.
I mean, they're not going to cut your jugular,
but they got sharp little on the outside of them.
They're sharper than we gave credit.
Yeah, but how many times have you picked up a cucumber and went, oh, I cut myself so bad on this cucumber?
Well, not often.
By not often, do you mean zero?
It's closer to correct than we thought, right?
Exactly.
1-800-947-3979.
It's stupid and you know it.
This text, man, that guy's been watching a lot of grand sister porn.
Yeah, it took me a minute to really try to wrap my head around that, if that was a term I'd ever heard before. What's a grandsister?
This person says, Hot Wings tree question or Steve's tree question, I'm not sure, is unfair because trees are every color but blue.
Untrue. Blue spruces are blue.
That's true, and they're like that really pretty blue.
So your argument is it's blue. Fair because all of the colors are the color of trees?
Yeah, there's infinite amounts of colors.
I never seen no hot pink tree. Never seen a gray tree.
I mean,
wouldn't a cherry blossom's kind of pink?
I have a tree called a tricolor beech, and that's pretty pink.
Yeah, no, my neighbor's got a cherry willow. It's pretty hot pink, and then it fades to baby pink. It's actually one of my favorite trees ever. So I take back everything I just said. Trees are all colors.
I mean, you could say gray. There aren't a lot of gray trees.
When they die, though.
Yeah.
Dead tree.
Bark's very gray.
Yeah, I mean, once they're dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, we've narrowed that down to no possible answers. Dylan joins us. Hi, Dylan.
Tough. Real tough.
How's it going?
Great. How are you?
Good.
All right. How is this one yours? Whose is this one?
I don't believe so.
Maitland?
It's you.
Is it me?
Yeah,
all right. Let's see. Name 3 times you'd go to if you had a time machine. Go.
69.
Oh!
that's about it.
And done.
69.
And Dylan. That's the like laugh. Like, yeah, did it.
Oh, man.
Nailed it.
That was quite unexpected. Nate joins us. Hello, Nate.
Hey, what do you got?
Nothing. You ready?
No. All right, Nate, your number is 4, and your category is different kinds of weather. Go.
Tornadoes, snowstorm.
Wow, this is wrong with people. Would you stop saying the S word?
That's a record.
I think
that's three times dumps in one game? Segment.
I can't help
one but, segment.
Can't help but think that you had to know better than that. Kyle joins us. Hello,
Kyle.
Hello, Kyle. Are you ready to play?
Oh, I'm ready.
All right, Kyle. Your number is 4, and your category is words that rhyme with your name. Go.
Smile, pile, Tommy.
Like twice.
God.
Okay. Are they doing this on purpose? Tommy, are you making a prank?
Don't forget to say a 4-letter word that will get them in trouble. Thanks.
No. We got to, we're quick on the button over here sometimes. Yeah.
Unnecessary. Mm-hmm.
Dang it, Kyle.
4-dump segment, man. That guy's a real.
That's a record.
Mm-hmm.
That guy's a real Kyle of crap.
Drew McIntyre here from WWE. Wielding the Claymore can be a life of chaos. When I'm not dominating in the ring, Chumba Casino is how this warrior takes a wee break. With hundreds of online social games and new weekly releases, there's always something fresh to try. And those daily boosts, next level. Even my free time feels like Valhalla. So when life feels like a battle, kick up your feet, have some fun, and let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See T's and C's. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.